It's time again for Health Talk on KFAR Radio. 30 minutes of healthy conversation about practical ways to improve your quality of life. Now, from the all-new White Spruce Medical, here's your host, Dr. Scott Looper.
Good afternoon, Fairbanks. Welcome to Health Talk. My name is Dr. Scott Looper, and I'm your host today as we talk about health, how to get it, and how to keep it. With me today is Audra Lizzie. Audra is a Master of Public Health and a Nutritional Therapy Practitioner. And today we're talking about using nutrition to solve health problems. Audra, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So, Audra, tell us how you got into the nutrition business.
The nutrition business really actually started when I had my own, health struggles, health journey, and really grew from there. So essentially, I think I grew up in Juneau, and I was always really an active kid, dancing and skiing and all the sports, and still maintained running, even competitive dance team. I still maintained a pretty overweight, body, like physique. And additionally, I had other things, like chronic ear infections, digestive disorders, I would say depression that was somewhat seasonal, but largely related to my diet, just things I didn't understand what was happening. And then in my early 20s, I had some hormonal imbalances and really found naturopathic medicine at that time, which was really helpful to helping to restore some of what was going on. And then eventually I found an MD who turned me into turned me on to naturopathic medicine, but also really looking at dietary problems, and identified that I had celiac disease. So that was kind of my introduction to my own health, was just dealing with my own problems.
So I guess that through this journey, this process of investigating and discovering and solving, it made a big impression on you, right? And you thought, this is great. I'd like to be able to do this with people I know and love, right?
Absolutely. Well, first I went to school and college, and then I got out of school and thought, I just love fitness so much. Why don't I become a personal trainer? So I did that thinking I would never continue that, to this day. I mean, now it's 16, 17 years later, and I'm still training. I'm still teaching fitness. But I realized that, fitness really is a small amount of our health. It's obviously very important. I've been doing it for so long and continue to. But as they say, abs are made in the kitchen, So it was really about internal health that I realized I wanted to do more. So I went back to school, got my master's in public health with a nutrition focus, and graduated, started at University of Colorado Denver, ended up transferring to University of Alaska Anchorage, and it was a distance-based program. I really found the value in distance-based care, distance-based everything at that point, because I was traveling, and so I saw a doctor in Arizona, but I was living in Denver, and I was going to school in Alaska. And during that time, I also learned more about skin health and skin care and hormonal imbalances further because of my own journey. And that still, I didn't feel like was enough nutrition knowledge. So then I went back again to Nutritional Therapy Association, which is out of Seattle. And that's where I really learned about how to work with clients one-on-one, like really strategically with health and nutrition.
So one of the things that I can see in your education is that you're a systems person. I mean, you went and got a degree in public health, which is all about systems, about setting up systems so that we can catch diseases and do something about it. And you went and got a degree in nutrition, which really, even though it doesn't necessarily seem like that, you think you learned about food, but you didn't. I mean, you did in a way, but what you really learned about is systems, how to eat, how to structure nutrients in a certain way. And this whole system thing, as I get older and older and more experienced as a doctor, it captures more and more of my attention, because if you can set up the systems in a person's life, in your own life, and just live by those systems, you don't have to be good. You just go to the cupboard and get food because the system is pushing the shopping cart through the store in a certain pattern, right? That's about the key thing. It's not so much a matter of being good. It's a matter of being good when it counts. And you set things up, and now you just live your life according to your system. You know, you tweak it here and there as you go along, and by golly, you start feeling better. Your weight comes down, your energy comes up, your skin clears up, things like that, right?
Yep, exactly.
Okay, now this is what I'm interested in, and this is what I want to talk about. I want you to give us some ideas about how to live better. And you mentioned skin. Why don't we start with skin? I mean, it's lovely to have, you know, healthy, vibrant skin. How do you do it? And you know, maybe you can even give us like an example of, you know, things people do. So if somebody's listening, they could learn how to get better skin today. So what do you think?
Well, I will also say too that because I love to learn and I just love to read books and I love to learn that while I was getting my master's in public health, if that wasn't enough and working, I found a school that was designed to teach professionals aesthetics. So I actually am a licensed esthetician, which is all things related to the skin, right? So skin's our largest organ. What's happening inside is reflected on the outside. And so everybody wants to, you know, feel good. Everybody wants to look good. And I think that when we approach it from this place of like, really, how do I feel the best in the world? How can I be the best version of myself? You know, it's not, yes, the spa and the wellness industry is, you know, a multi-billion-dollar industry. But when you just boil it down to a personal level, right, I feel better. People feel better when our skin looks better. I mean, it's what we show to the world, you know. So that is really, I think, an important thing when we're looking at, you know, how do we take care of ourselves? What do we do for our skin? So definitely internal health is a huge part of it. Environmental things are largely related too. So, you know, what can we do from a topical? I actually teach a skincare class that I'll be doing virtually a few times during this fall. But we have, you know, both internal and external. So what do we do externally? Do we cleanse our skin? Right. Do we apply something protective, right? SPF or, you know, barriers. Do we apply antioxidants, right? Do we add moisturizers? Yes, we can get into like all different kinds of serums and ingredients and things like that too. And I do, but right. So just outside, externally, and then internally. So the biggest thing for our skin, hydration, that is one of the biggest things. Also oxygen, right? So things like not smoking is really important for skincare. I mean, I'm not saying it's everything, but oxygen, hydration, fatty acids are also really, really important when it comes to our skin. We hear a lot about collagen. People ask me all the time, my friends, should I take collagen? What kind of collagen? How much collagen? In what form? All the time I have people calling me up asking me about skin tricks. Yes, collagen is important, but also vitamin C creates collagen. So let's make sure that we are properly, you know, eating, absorbing vitamin C before we even talk about collagen, right? So healthy diet. I mean, it really is a high antioxidant, you know, high plant diet is going to be one of the best things you can do for our skin.
Okay. So that was a lot. Boy, there's 14 things right there. Let me go back and unpack that a little bit.
Sure.
And we'll trade secrets on how to get your skin to be healthy. Now, I'm fortunate enough to live and practice here in Fairbanks. So we get a lot of practice working on skin problems because it is so dry here in the wintertime that nearly everyone, if they don't do something to help their skin, is going to have some sort of skin problem. At the minimum, they're going to get dry, itchy skin. So I found the thing that allows me to live here in this climate and function and not be miserable is fish oil. And what I do is I chug it in the wintertime. Chug is the operable word because most people think, well, fish oil. So you take what? You take one or two capsules a day. Blah, forget that. It doesn't work. It's just not enough. You got to take 12 capsules a day, except for who's going to take 12 capsules a day? Not me. I'd rather eat than eat 12 capsules a go. So instead, I get fish oil out of the bottle and I just chug it. I do a tablespoon, which is a good, you know, glug, glug. And I do it every day, and it keeps my skin soft and supple and happy. And, oh, by the way, it also helps with mood, so I'm less likely to get depressed. It helps with my memory. It helps thin my blood, so my circulation is better and my oxygenation is better, and on and on and on. I can spend the rest of the show talking about the health benefits of fish oil. But fish oil turns out to be one of the best things, at least here in Fairbanks. Okay, so now that I shared my favorite, what's your favorite?
Well, all also, when I said fatty acids, I was using my nutritional language. Fatty acids, right, are
fish oil. I knew that.
Yes,
remember, it's a practical show here. We want people to go home with the lesson, right? Oh,
yes.
Dr. Lufer says to do fish oil, and Audra Lizzie says we need to do fatty acids. Oh, two birds with one stone.
Yeah. Well, I am more of a, focus. What we focus on increases, right? So I'm more of a focus on the desired outcome, not necessarily the problem type of person and thinker.
Uh-huh.
So the things that we can do, right? So it really does. Good clean water. I mean, Alaska, we're pretty lucky to have such great water, the great water that we do. So that is one of the best things I can say in terms of taking care of our skin is really staying hydrated. So it's, there's dry skin and there's dehydrated skin. Those are, those are different things. So we need to make sure exactly that we're having enough oils and fats in our diet and also that we're keeping hydrated. So that's a dry, right? That's part of the dry skin or dehydrated skin.
Okay. What's your thoughts on lotion?
Like skincare, like moisturizers?
Yeah, moisturizers.
Yeah. I mean, I think find one that works for you and use it. Absolutely. I think that most people do need a moisturizer. It's not true for all stages of life, depending on what, you do to your skin the rest of the day. But yeah, most of the time I think that we do need moisturizers.
What, do you got any knowledge of, the benefits or detriment of, Lauryl sulfate, for example?
Well, so that actually, to be honest with you, I mean, I avoid it more so because these endocrine disruptors are, we want to avoid them. So in terms of, the xenogens, staying away from things that are found in plastics, soft plastics in particular, and sulfates, right, the foaming agents, those things are not great for our hormonal health.
Okay, so now we're edging into hormone health. Mm-hmm. So, and that's super impactful on our skin because if our hormones are healthy and abundant, then our skin tends to be thicker and healthier, our collagen's better, less wrinkles, da da da, like that. So, what's your thoughts on how to balance people's hormones? You're going to use the word increase, but it's not always about increasing hormones. Sometimes they're too high. So really what we're talking about is balancing. So, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, so one of the first things actually that we can talk about, just looking at the skin, it's Chinese face mapping. So looking at where different organs, right, correspond to different parts of the face. Is it totally, accurate science? I don't know. Maybe possibly, I just don't understand it. But from a pretty outside perspective, just looking at it, we know that the lower part of our face, the chin and jawline, is really where we see a lot of hormonal acne. So working with hormonal acne, adult hormonal acne is one of the hardest things to work with because it's not just, hey, apply this topical product. Hey, do this peel. Hey, do this, right? Use this type of cleanser or this type of scrub. It's so much deeper than that. And it takes quite some time, So like healthy sperm takes, 90 days, right, to regenerate. It's not something we just do overnight and then our hormones are fixed, right? It can take months. It can take years. In my case, it took years to rebalance my hormones. So things that are really not great for hormones are inflammatory agents. So some of the, the biggest ones, like drinking is not helpful also because it's, congestion for the liver and hormones are made and stored in the liver. And so when our liver is clogged, it doesn't help with hormone balance. Also, refined sugars and our connection to insulin is also highly reflected in our skin. So if we want to balance our hormones, we want to make sure that we have a clean liver, that we're detoxifying our liver and we're detoxifying our bowels. Definitely daily bowels is a huge part of that. Eliminating daily helps to release excess estrogen, which is stored in the body. And we will often see in, adult acne. So those are two things that I would say are really important. Just making sure that our liver pathway, that our detoxification pathways are clear, and our bowels are clear. Would be two of the ways, that I would help to do that. I would say this before. Doing herbs before doing, supplements, just looking at it from really a more nutritional standpoint, yeah. Kind of functional.
Getting right? The basics taken care of because your skin is a reflection of you. If you're healthy, your skin is better. If you're not healthy, your skin is worse. So it's working on the foundation stuff. So I'm Audrey, I want to make sure everybody knows who we're talking to, because we just have some people just probably just joined us. We're talking with Audra Lilly. Audra's a master of public health. She's also a nutritional therapy practitioner, and she's someone who's really interested in having practical solutions to problems, basically learning how to live well so that you can feel good and you can function well and, you know, have optimum health. And Audra, we could have picked anything to talk about, but skin's important. It really is. It's oftentimes it's given short shrift, especially in shows like this, because we talk about, you know, cancer and heart disease and, you know, all kinds of heavy duty stuff. A lot of times we don't give skin the due that it deserves. So here's what I want to do right now. Let's take a short break. And then when we come back, I want to talk more about basically how to get as healthy as you can. In particular, since you're an expert on this, I want to know what your opinion is of what people should eat. I mean, that's, you know, there's a lot of different kinds of food in the world. I mean, is it, yeah, whatever. Let's keep it simple. So keep that in mind. Let's do a break right now.
Don't give up. Good health is possible. We'll be back with more health talk.
One in four people will have heartburn this week. One in six suffer from irritable bowel. Thousands more suffer from diseases caused by gut dysfunction and poor digestion. The good news is relief is here. I'm Dr. Scott Looper. My colleagues and I are experts in the effective treatment of gastrointestinal diseases. We are waiting to see you at White Spruce Medical. Call us to make an appointment. Located in the Steese Medical Center here in Fairbanks. Treating the core, living the cure. White Spruce Medical.
When you have an opinion.
In my opinion.
Do you have a new opinion, or do you have the same opinion you had before?
A question.
Let me start with question number one.
Here's my question.
Whether you agree.
My compliments to your guest on their accuracy of the statements they've made.
Or disagree.
Oh, yeah, you guys think you know.
You guys don't have any idea what you're talking about.
This is your source for news.
This is rocket science, and things do happen on this stuff.
And conversation.
It's real, and it's fantastic.
From the supermarket to the stock market, follow the business news you can use daily on News Talk 660 KFAR.
Now, more health talk on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com. Here's your host, Dr. Scott Looper.
So welcome back to Health Talk. We're here with Audra Henderson. Audra, I'm so sorry. I got your last name wrong. Somehow or other, it got passed to me the wrong last name. So Audra Henderson. And Audra, when we left off, we were talking about things you could do to keep your skin healthy and keep your hormones balanced. And I wanted to shift the conversation to even more practical information about what do you recommend that people eat? What's the best kind of diet for folks, or some of your favorite foods? So what do you think?
Well, yeah, thank you for having me back. I spent, you know, countless hours working with people about this. I actually created something. I just call it my traffic light foods. And what I have every client do is get out a piece of paper or a note or whatever works for you and write down three columns, a red column, a green column, and a yellow column. And in those columns, write down all of the green foods, everything that you know that works really well for you, meaning like we'll do a food and mood log, or you just know, right? Every time I eat halibut, I feel fantastic. When I eat salmon berries, I feel great, whatever. And then things that we know really don't work for us. So this isn't a judgment thing. It's just really pretty, you know, look, sorting things out. So what doesn't work for me? Every time I eat cheese, right? This happens, or I don't feel good. Pasta, this is what happens. All of those things, whatever, go in the red column. And then if you're not sure, we're not sure, or we think we're not entirely sure, those go in the yellow column. I have everybody do that because everybody's columns will look different. So the first thing I can do and tell people, they're telling people, and you know, how to eat better is to really know yourself and know what works for you, right? So also those columns will shift as our digestion improves. So some people will say, I can't do this food. Well, improve digestion, and then you can tolerate it, right? So obviously not in the case of sensitivities or in the case of allergies, but even that, when you start to heal the digestive tract, even sensitivities, right, will go down. The allergies, no, because that's a true reaction to the protein and whatever, you know, whatever you're eating. So that's one of the first things I have everybody do, figure out what are those columns, what do they look like? Generally, though, right, a high vegetable diet works really well for everybody. Sometimes it needs to be cooked, sometimes it needs to be raw, depending on what's going on with our digestion, but high plant diet. Also, Healthy fat, right? Hugely important. We talked about a little bit earlier. And then also, clean sources of protein. So clean meaning like not, processed meats as much as, whole foods, single ingredient foods. So whether you're choosing to eat meat or not, I personally do choose to eat animal products, but animals. And that's a personal choice. But really, we just, focusing on those macronutrients. That's really the best diet. So crowding out the things that don't work so well, right, for anybody. So refined sugar doesn't really work for most people. Processed foods, in particular, like flours, grains, things that have preservatives, they're inflammatory. So it's not a never, right? It's just when we focus on the things that we want to be eating, we eat more of those things and then we feel better when we have less room for the other things.
Good. That's excellent advice. I agree with everything you said on the whole list. And I think it's especially important to start off by paying attention to what works for you. I have lots of patients that dairy just sends them to hell in a handbasket. And I have other patients that dairy is a health food. They just do fabulous with it. So it varies a lot from person to person. It's not just about allergies. It also is about biochemistry. It's about culture. It's about a lot of things in terms of what people can eat and what they can eat, what they get used to, what they can't get used to. The protein thing, I have a different way of saying it. When I talk to people about protein, I say, I want you to eat proteins that are easy to digest, because if they're hard to digest, there's a good chance you're not going to digest them all the way. And if you don't digest it, someone else will. You're going to feed the bad bacteria that live inside your gut. So we don't want to do that. We want to make sure that you get the nutrition. And so it's a pretty easy test to show whether something is going to be relatively easy to digest or not. It's leave it on the counter unrefrigerated and see how long it's going to take to rot. If it rots very quickly, it's easy to digest. The bugs love it and they can break it right down. If it sits on your counter for a month and you can't tell, I'd be suspicious of that food. If the bugs don't want to eat it, chances are you don't either. So the rule is goes like this. If it's rotten, throw it out. If it won't rot, throw it out. It's got to be something in between.
100%. One of my favorite quotes is the Jack LaLanne quotes. And I quote and I say it in my student classes, my adult classes, eat real foods, mostly plants, not too much.
Yeah.
Can I break it down? What is real food? Question. Just like dumb kind of. What is real food? If it rots at room temperature, it is real food, right? If it does not, that is a product, right? There is a difference between food and product. Yeah, exactly. If it rots at room temperature, it's a real food.
Okay, so now you answered my question very nicely. Now I'm going to hold your feet to the fire. All the superty duper foods in the world, the ones that are special and you eat them and you tend to like, woo, I feel super good on this one. Now, it varies from person to person, but I still want to know, what are your favorites?
Oh, my personal favorite food?
Yeah, or ones that you like, that most people do well with. I'll give you an example. Salmon. No, it's not good for everybody. Not everybody likes it. But generally speaking, salmon's fabulous. It's got great oils in it. It's easy to digest. It gives people decent nutrition. Now, if you sit down and eat a pound and a half of salmon, it's too much. But you sit down and eat a nice little piece of salmon, and you know it's seasoned just right. Man, it's a superfood. It's fabulous. Not that it's good for everybody, but a lot of people do really well with salmon. And we live in Alaska. We might as well talk about things in Alaska that are good. So that was my favorite. What's your favorite?
One thing I eat almost every day is either organic or wild berries. Blueberries are my favorite, but and I'll buy, if you can't get them in the winter, I'll buy them at Costco too, right? The organic huge bag. But berries are super, super great because they're really high antioxidant and they're the sweetness, the natural sweetness that we get from berries. It's especially when we're trying to get away from higher sugar foods, like after dinner sweets and stuff, and having some berries after dinner is such a great substitution to having ice cream. And you could still put, on top, almond milk or whatever it is that you want to, if you work with high fat dairy, then go ahead and put a little heavy cream on there or whatever. But I'm a huge berry fan. I also really can't get enough greens personally. I love greens. It took a long time for me to get there, but when I eat them and I dress them with a delicious olive oil and some seed blend and avocado and, a protein that works well for me, I just feel amazing. So I feel energized, never sluggish, right? I could eat it every day. Those are things that really work well for me.
So, Audra, I cannot agree more. In reality, that would have been my favorite. I picked salmon And I'm glad I did because I gave you the chance to do berries, but I would have picked berries, especially the Alaska blueberries. They are head and shoulders above any other kind that you can get. And I don't know about what's growing with you right now, but here in Fairbanks, are we peaking right now? Or are we just over the peak? And it's a fabulous berry year. This is a great time to get outside and go pick berries. If we can get this show to play this week, then we can encourage people to go get berries. I'm getting a nod from my engineer. So, yes, I agree. But the Alaska berries and the greens are fabulous, too. Come on, that's like one of the cornerstones of health. So here's another question. Do you like to cook greens or eat them raw? What's your preference?
Well, but going back to your very first comment about like being healthy relatively easy, right? So once we kind of figure out the system that works well for us, then I think we just kind of stay with that system. So for me, I tend to do more raw greens, except at night for whatever reason. I like them to be cooked. Also because when we're eating at night, we need food that's more easily digestible, right? Because we're about to go to bed. So I do a mix of both, but I would say I probably eat more raw food in the beginning of the day and then more cooked food later in the day, depending on seasons. You know, during when it's really, really, really cold, I mean, we just really shouldn't be eating that much raw food. We need cooked, you know, warm cooked foods. So I do both, but that's the general.
Yeah, and we do too. Same thing you do, same reasons. With my patients, a lot of times I get really sick people coming to see me. I stress the cooked vegetables because they're easier to digest. And a lot of times people argue back and say, no, Dr. Looper, raw vegetables have more nutrition. You're right. They do. Except for you don't get it because you can't break it down. If your digestive enzymes are weak, and if you're sick, your digestive enzymes are weak. They're one of the most energy intensive things your body will do is digest food. So if you can help it along by doing things like chewing your food well, by the way, that helps, or cooking your food, which helps break it down, you'll get more nutrition out of it. And you'll actually come out ahead. Not only that, it tastes better. You know, raw kale is, you know, fine, but if you fry kale, it's fabulous. It tastes better. It takes all the bitter away. And you put a little seasoning on it, a little salt and pepper and some other kind of thing on top. It's just fabulous. It comes out really well, especially if you fry it with a little onion. Then it's good. Now, we're talking recipes, so I'm opening up a can of worms. This is good. I don't necessarily want to do this. We don't have enough time. We're down about the last minute. So here's what I want to do instead. So, Audra, I would love it for people to be able to consult with you. How could they do that?
Well, I see people remotely, which I did before COVID because, as we talked about earlier, I really believe in anywhere care. My best, you know, some of my best doctors, health people are, you know, states away from me. So I see people remotely. And we do that by, they can go onto my website. It's audrawellness.com. They can get my number from you and contact me that way. And then we set up, you know, we do a consult and talk about what they want to do, what works for them, what hasn't been working for them, what, you know, how I can help. And then we set up a, you know, kind of a system or series of appointments if that works, and then go from there.
Okay. So it's audrawellness.com. And Audra, you actually live in Anchorage or do you live in Juneau?
Well, I live in Juneau most of the year, not all year, but I live in Juneau most of the year.
Okay. And I'm so sorry because I'm sure you missed the sun for months at a time. I visited Juneau 5 times and it was only on the 5th trip that I saw that there was water down at the bottom of the hill. I kid you not. That is a true story. I literally had never seen the water because the clouds and the fog were so thick all the time. Take your vitamin D. Audra, thank you so much for being on the show. And thank you so much for your enthusiasm about, you know, nutrition and solving problems. I mean, the kind of person you are is exactly the person that I want on this show. You're really an inspiration to us all. And again, thank you for the good work that you do.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Okay. And I want to let everybody know that, one last thing I want to do is let everybody know that Mike Hadukovich has a show after this one. It's called Tracks Outdoor Show. It's a great show. It gives all kinds of ideas about and enthusiasm about getting out and doing stuff outside, which is, you know, one of the cornerstones of health. So stay tuned. I'll also let you know that this has been Health Talk. I'm your host, Dr. Scott Looper, Medical Director of White Spruce Medical, located at the Steese Medical Center right here in Fairbanks, where we treat gastrointestinal diseases such as irritable bowel and gastritis. And we're here to help you make that transition into good health. I want you guys to stay safe, stay healthy, and stay in touch.
You've been listening to Health Talk on KFAR Radio, brought to you by White Spruce Medical in the Steese Medical Center. To listen back to this or any past programs, simply log on to KFARradio.com and go to the archives page for more Health Talk. Local stories, local programs, local news, local talk radio. We are KFAR.